Today's Gospel reading is taken from Mark, chapter 8, verses 31 to the end. Today's Gospel speaks to us about discipleship. Jesus and his disciples were in the towns around Caesarea Philippi. Just before the reading we have heard today, Jesus had asked his disciples, "Who do people say I am?" And then he goes on to question them, "But who do you say I am?" He is questioning their faith. We will imagine ourselves as one of the disciples at this scene. Having been travelling with him for some time, we have witnessed miracles, listened to his teachings, asked him questions, watched him speaking to religious leaders attempting to test him. So now we find ourselves travelling with him again, and he has just asked us who people say that he is. We have suggested that people think he is John the Baptist or Elijah or one of the prophets. But he went on to ask a further question, "But who do you say that I am?" I wonder what you may have thought. Maybe you were still unsure, and while thinking, you hear Peter proclaim that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ. Jesus doesn't leave the conversation there, now that Peter has announced him to be the Messiah. He continues on. He explains that as the Son of God, he will undergo many sufferings, be rejected by leading priests, and that he must be killed and then raised from the dead 3 days later. I wonder how this would have made you feel. Shock, disbelief, puzzled, confused. Perhaps you feel just like Peter, who expresses to Jesus, "No, this can't happen to you." To which Jesus sharply disapproves of what Peter says. As you are wondering about all these things, Jesus as the Messiah, but Jesus who must suffer and be killed and raised from the dead, you see Jesus calling the crowd to him. So now he is speaking to everyone, not just us as his immediate disciples. And he continues his teaching, speaking about each of us taking up our cross and following him. And he continues, "And you continue listening. If people want to follow me, they must give up the things they want. They must be willing even to give up their lives to follow me. Those who want to save their lives will give up true life, but those who give up their lives for me and for the good news will have true life. It is worth nothing for them to have the whole world if they lose their souls. They could never pay enough to buy back their souls. The people who live now are living in a sinful and evil time. If people are ashamed of me and my teaching, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes with his Father's glory and with holy angels." We will keep a moment silence as we reflect on what Jesus' teaching means to each of us. What does it mean for you to take up your cross and follow him? What does it mean to give up your life for him? What do you think Jesus is asking of you? After a time of silence, we will hear the Gospel reading a further time.
Jesus began to teach the disciples that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. For you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
I always think this is such a hard-hitting gospel reading. It goes to the depths of faith and discipleship in perhaps some uncomfortable ways. This Lent, as we reflect on the nature of God, the God in whom I trust, I think this passage in today's gospel reveals to us the way and the truth. He is the way and he is the truth. But Jesus leaves us in doubt, no doubt about the path of discipleship and the cost of discipleship. It's not easy to comprehend, as Peter shows us so clearly. Even he who had understood Jesus as the Messiah then can't believe that Jesus must suffer and be killed. He can't believe his faith in Christ will lead to such a thing. So what is Jesus asking us? What is he wanting us to know and do? He is asking us to lay aside our own expectations and our own man-made paths that we build for ourselves. Can we deny ourselves enough to have faith in Christ, who must die and be raised 3 days later? Can our faith stretch beyond our human understanding and submit to the mystery of the divine? In our Old Testament reading, we see how hard it is for Abraham and Sarah to comprehend that they will have a child in their old age. We see in that story how their lack of comprehension of God's plan leads them to try and sort things out in other ways to bring the plan into being. But God doesn't waver on his divine plan for them. Sarah does indeed conceive and bears a son in her old age. Jesus' call to self-surrender and self-denial is not to give up the self. It's to allow the self to be shaped and moulded, like the potter's clay, by God. If we surrender to that, we allow the Holy Spirit to help us grow into the people God created us to be. Today's reading reveals to us that Jesus is the way and the truth, and in knowing that, he asks us to trust in his ways and his truth, to follow his path and not our own self-created ones. And if we can't comprehend, we leave our unknowing with him and let him carry us.